Undercover Carson, Secret Agent, Operation Death Ray, Assignment in Rio.
Things were quite tense that afternoon in my rather luxurious El Presidente Hotel suite. I'd been searching somewhat aimlessly for a trace of the blonde German flyer who could put me on the trail of the six scientists, and so the secret of the death ray. Now I was about to see his former wife, Paquita Riffio, a Rio fashion model. Meanwhile, Sir Giles Davenport, my Rio contact and fellow birdwatcher, had slipped into the bedroom to wait. The buzzer went a second time. I opened the door. There was the exotic senorita, quite alone.
It is all right for me to come in, Senor Carson?
Oh, I'm waiting for you, rapturously. Come on.
Thank you. Such a lovely apartment.
Oh, well, company pays.
Company?
The meat importing firm I work for. British outfit.
Of course, see. In the newspapers when they write of your arrival and all your most unusual hobbies are read of there.
Anyhow, make yourself at home. Waste no time putting my mind at ease.
At ease, Senor Carson? There is nothing wrong, I hope.
Not, except... Can't puzzle out why you should ring me as you did. Ordinary fellow, as I am.
Ordinary? Oh, never that, Senor Carson.
No? How so?
For one thing, these strange pipes of yours. The one that you are wearing now, for an example.
Wearing? Oh, pardon me. Take it out.
I'm glad you have done that, Senor. Because now I can attend to the first reason why I come here.
Oh, I see, dear.
There.
Unexpected salute.
You do not care to be kissed?
Oh, not allergic, sure you. But a trifle unexpected, as I said.
Ah, but you deserve it.
I do?
Of course. For the way that you saved me from harm today in my apartment.
Oh, that. Well, so it happened I was passing down the stairs, heard the rumpus. Couldn't very well do anything else but chase the fellow off.
No, oh, I shall never forget Senor Carson. At my throat were his hands.
I mustn't think about it.
I am not able to forget. You see, Senor Carson, there are other hands at my throat.
How so?
Constantly, Senor. Look at me.
But,
Please, Senor.
Not allergic to that, either.
What do you see in my face?
Beauty, Senorita.
Happiness?
A little troubled at the moment, perhaps.
A little? I am most unhappy. When I smile, it is only a mask. Senor, I must tell you about myself. When I am 17, the war is over in other countries of the world. Just. There is a dashing and handsome young German flying man who arrives here in Rio. He is gay. He has a wonderful place to live. His means are endless. So we become married. But soon, there is no money. Everything begins to crumble away. Love and happiness.
Senorita, precisely why are you telling me all this?
I have a purpose, believe me. It is to the benefit of both of us. Hear my story, I plead of you.
Oh, don't worry. But, cocktail, keep it company.
Will you be offended if I still say no thank you?
Offended? Oh, perish the thought. On with the story.
Senor, I am not quite 20 when I am parted from this husband of mine. He was not understanding to me. Yet I suppose the blame is also mine. Mm. Once his means are at an end, I cannot be in love with him any longer. So, I am a model to keep myself alive. Everywhere my pictures are printed, but the money is still not enough to live as I desire. So, I think it a fine idea to leave my affairs to Eric Seidel.
You work exclusively for him?
Exclusively? I cannot breathe, but he wants to know what I am doing. Money it has brought me indeed, but I am completely in his hands. Senor Carson, I open my heart to you. When I married Carl, I was gentle. Eric has taught me to be hard. Now that I am so desperate for the way to break out of his power, I will do almost anything. Anything. Senor Carson, I've had so little experience at striking the bargain, but here I have come to make one with you.
Oh, I'm a businessman, you know. My profession. Always willing to listen to a proposition. Let's hear.
First, when that horrible man invades my flat today, you remember perhaps what he wanted to know of me?
That demand was made before I broke in.
In your presence, later. I spoke of it again.
Perhaps Carson's memory needs jogging.
He was interested in some scientists who had flown to South America with Carl, my husband. From me, he wanted their names.
So? I have vague recollection.
I could not answer him, because I have never known any names.
Remember you saying that now?
Another thing he demanded of me, Senor, was this. Where is my former husband now?
You, didn't know that either.
To the horrible man, I said that.
But, point of fact, you do know?
I do, Senor Carson. And I believe such information may be of great importance to you.
Me? How come by such an extraordinary idea?
I think you're interested.
Stuns me.
I will tell you why. This horrible man asks me another question. Has Senor Bruce Carson ever been in touch with me?
Well.
Senor Carson, I have been thinking. Was it simply by chance that you happened to be outside my apartment today to rescue me?
Absolutely. Don't doubt me, surely.
Oh, it would be most ungrateful if I did that, Senor. But this information about my former husband is, what do you call, the basis of my bargain. To break free of Eric, I must have Prozeros.
Senorita, thinking the matter over...
You are interested?
Horrible type... He might be getting me mixed up with someone else in the company. Got a few wild devils on the payroll, you know. Perhaps I could do a quick checkup.
Oh, you mean to find out who it really is that he's anxious for the information?
So, get him to ring your apartment, perhaps.
Oh, no, please, no. Eric must remain unaware of all this.
Of course, but how contact you?
Perhaps the person could ring my apartment. Let them ask for Dolores.
Dolores? So?
If a man answer, it will be Eric. Put down the receiver.
Oh, yes, yes. Tell the person that.
If I answer and I say wrong number, you will know that someone about. If all safe, then I will speak.
Simple enough.
But I desire a high price for the information, Senor Carson.
What you call a high price?
25,000 cruzeros.
25,000? Let's see. Sterling, roughly 500 pounds. High, I suppose.
I must have all of that to break away from Eric. Senor Carson, you have been most understanding.
Wish I could be a little more. Understand exactly what this is all about, I mean.
Perhaps you do not care to reveal yourself?
Open as a book. Oh, but before you go, you simply must have a cocktail.
Impossible, Senor.
How now?
Eric. Perhaps he is at the studio of the photographer. He might suspect something.
Have to knock off rest myself, seems.
Think of me when you're drinking it, Senor Carson. And before I go, let me thank you still once again.
Never know what's going to happen next in Rio. Marvelous city. Warm-hearted people. The breathtaking Paquita departed, and Sir Giles came out of the bedroom, chuckling. We both needed a few swigs of that cocktail.
Tasty brew, Carson.
Oh, nothing out of the ordinary, Sir Giles?
Well, compared with the Senorita...
See what you mean.
Handled her rather well, I thought.
Well, handled herself rather well.
True, no fool. Either genuinely desperate to break free of this idle fellow, or a superb actress.
Yes, it does.
I had to restrain myself not to strike a bargain there and then.
Yeah, rather glad you didn't.
This thief...
Thinking out. Could be a trap.
Well, my thoughts, too. Cheers, anyway.
Cheers.
Feeling a trifle weary myself.
Reaction, perhaps. Dog tired, Carson. But about this girl, as I said, you must...
Think it over. Sir. Time's premium, but can't afford to go off half-cocked. Anyway, Sir Giles.
Sir Giles!
Carson is ghastly.
Hold me head up. You're exactly the same.
Sir Giles!
Sorry, Carson, I must sleep.
It's the cocktail, Doctor. Doctor.
I can still hear myself sighing, powerless to do anything about it. Been doing undercover work for many years. Never caught like that before. I was first astir. Room in pitch darkness. First I stared at the luminous dial of my watch till I saw 8 o'clock. 4 hours. Switched on the lights, then got busy on Sir Giles. Sir! Sir, wake up, Sir Giles.
I see. What the deuce?
The cocktail. Drugged.
It's a confoundedly stupid thing to do, Carson.
For me to do?
Beg your pardon. Of course not you. It must have been the emotional Paquita. Hard to imagine it, eh?
So. Yes, but it might have been Helena Jensen, or even my divine dancer, Faye Carelli. They were in here practically one after the other.
Yes, as you were explaining. Anyway, the suite, any harm done?
Looks all right. No sign of anyone having been through.
You weren't drugged for nothing, Carson. You'd better check your pockets.
Nothing incriminating in mine. Always make sure of that.
How about money?
A couple of 100 cruzeiros in my wallet, that's all. But wait, there was that check that Helena Jensen returned to me.
Then check up fast.
Yes, fast.
Well, Carson?
Notes all there. How about yourself, Sir Giles?
Nothing missing. But there, check.
Yes, here too.
Then what the blazes...
Hold on.
Something has gone?
No, something added.
Well, what's the folded paper?
A note. Printed with ballpoint pen. Yeah, interesting.
Let's hear it, ma'am.
Sorry you couldn't oblige this time. Signed, one of the girls.
One of the girls? That means...
Helena, Faye, or Paquita?
Vixen.
Only one, Sir Giles.
Let's find out which one, by Jove. Then we'll know who's interfering with our attempts to get at that German flyer.
By all means, Sir Giles. But who could imagine the culprit being any one of those three divine creatures? So, there it was. A ruse as old as cloak and dagger. Three suspects. Seemed the field was getting more crowded and glamorous in the race for the grim prize of Operation Death Ray.